In the 1850s, Mahjong started as a card game in China. It's similar to the game Rummy, with card suits represented by symbols. But in the late 1800s, Chinese craftsmen left paper behind and started hand-carving Mahjong images into bamboo and bone tiles, and then eventually plastic. That art is the subject of a new book co-authored by Vermont resident Greg Swain. We spoke with Swain and visited a chatty Mahjong game in Burlington to learn more about why the game captivates its fans.
Mahjong! Oh. No. Yes!
Well, we have what I need, so there we go.
What's really wonderful about Mahjong is that there's an incredible variety of types of sets, types of materials. There are three different suits. There are dots, which represent coins. There are bams, or bamboos, which represent strings of coins. And then there are cracks, or in other words, the Chinese word for character, which represents lots of money. So all sets really have to have that in common.
Two bams got discarded and I got nervous.
Who had my eight cracks? Do you have them?
I just needed a win.
I needed an eight crack.
All sets have four of each type of wind. All sets have three different kinds of dragons.
All right, green dragon.
Four,
seven dots.
Lovely to look at. I mean, there's just something about them that really speaks to me. And the first time I ever played it, I was like struck by the design of actually especially the flowers.
And the flower tiles, although they're called flower tiles, are actually where the craftsmen were able to use their imaginations, and they would carve beautiful, beautiful scenes of landscapes, scenes from operas. They could carve supernatural creatures. They could really carve whatever they felt like carving.
I mean, they're gorgeous. Like, I actually am totally attracted to them. It's like painful for me to throw away certain tiles just because I like them.
The tiles that we're talking about are really only about an inch and a quarter high. So we're talking about very, very detailed, very delicate work. Many of them were hand-carved. Some of the tools really could almost be like a needle. I mean, they would be such fine, fine, fine little lines that were carved on the tiles. There are these wonderful opportunities to socialize, and really friendships can be solidified around a Mahjong table because people get together to play Mahjong often every week. And so people have been friends sometimes for 20, 30, 40, 50 years playing Mahjong together every week. And so then you think about the sets, and these sets have brought people together throughout the years. That's, for me, part of the great lure of the game, just how much happiness these tiles have brought to people throughout the years.
Mahjong! Oh, that was a good hand.
Mahjong!
I drew for it. Oh, no, you put it down. So you owe me 50 cents and you owe me a quarter.
I'm going to give Canadian quarter.
Oh. We heard there from Kristen Parker, hosting a low-stakes weekly Mahjong game at her house in Burlington, and from Greg Swain, co-author with Anne Israel of the book Mahjong, The Art of the Game. Swain lives part-time in Shaftesbury and will be speaking this evening at Southern Vermont College about the history of propaganda images in Mahjong tiles. VPR's Patty Daniels produced that story.